From Edmonton, Alberta, that was UB from their second CD called Homebrew, and a song about a young girl going out into the woods to pick mushrooms. And I could tell her she doesn't have to go into the woods. She can just come over to my yard and have her fill. Of course, this is assuming she knows the difference between the poisonous and the edible, but I guess that's all assumed that is the case in this song by UB, Rybe. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. З вами Павіна Макварі. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину, послухати чудову українську музику. І також ми маємо дуже цікаві новини на сьогоднішній програмі. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McQuarrie. Thank you so much for joining me. We've got a great program lined up for you today. Sylvia Molnar will be giving you an interesting recipe for something to do with those copious amounts of plums that are so plentiful this time of year. As well, Renata Hanenets will be joining us with Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, and she'll be telling us all about Yom Kippur, which occurred just yesterday. As well, we've got Myra Junik with Knishka Corner, a book review by Anna Shevchenko, and all that is coming up, as well as our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And I was thinking today, you know, summer is just about over, and maybe I should be doing some fall songs, but I thought, no, this is the last day of the last summer day of the year. Technically, it's still summer, although it seems a lot like fall these days. But fall doesn't actually really officially happen until the equinox, and that's a few days off yet. So one last hurrah for summer here on Nash Holos, and we've got tunes all about things growing in my yard. And one of them, of course, is mushrooms that I mentioned earlier when we started out the show. And the other is a lot of herbs. I got tons of herbs all over the place. One of the most prolific is oregano or marjoram. I'm not sure which it is. They're pretty similar. And I let it go to seed because it attracts so many bees. And I like to have, I know we've got a problem around the world with bees these days. So I like to have as many in my yard. So I'll let them go to seed. And of course, I'm always pulling Mayaran out of my garden. Here is Anichka now to sing about it from her CD, Bells of Lemkivshina, Zvona Lemkivshina. Here she is with Mayaran. Foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for the past 50 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing artists and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holis listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, contact the Shevchenko Foundation at 204-944-9128, toll-free 1-866-524-5314, or visit shevchenkofoundation.com. And the Taras Shevchenko Foundation will be celebrating its 50th with a series of meet-and-greet events coast-to-coast, starting in Nanaimo on Sunday, October the 6th, with representatives of the foundation and a showcase of West Coast talent. By invitation only, so if you're on Vancouver Island or in the local listening area here in Vancouver and area, give them a call for more information and an invitation. Toll-free 1-866-524-5314 or visit ShevchenkoFoundation.com.
For the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can give a destitute family in Ukraine food, hope, and a better life. Please open your heart and share your good fortune. Sponsor a Ukrainian child today. Details at www.heart.ca. That's HART.ca.
Відлятали хлопцям драля-ля-ля-ля в чорній капелюшку, ха. Відлятали хлопцям драля-ля-ля-ля в чорній капелюшку, ха. Високі чорненькі, чобутих миленькі. Високі чорненькі, драля-ля-ля-ля, ой то ж мій миленькі, ха. Високі чорненькі, траля-траля-ля, ой, то ж мій миленький ука. Якби мені зранку горілочки чарку, люльку, драля, траля-ля, дівчину моргульку, ха. Тютюн та люльку, драля, траля-ля, дівчину моргульку, ха. Горілочку пив би, люлючку курив би, дівчину моргульку, драля, траля-ля, до серця тулив би, уха. Дівчину моргульку, драля, траля-ля, до серця тулив би, уха.
Harim from New York City, The Big Apple, and a song about standing under a pear tree, Stoyalam Pid Hrushkom. And speaking of apples, we have a song about apples, and I have a very sad apple tree in my yard. Not doing much better than the cherry tree this year. At any rate, many other people are having much better luck, and assuming that Calabai, from Edmonton, is also having some good luck with apples, at least musically. Here they are from their CD, Kalameka Casualties, and the Hanging Apple, Visit Yabko. Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. We have a little plum tree in our front yard that gives us delicious fruit every year. Mom and Dad had a plum tree in their backyard that gave lots and lots of very sweet plums. Mom would make a beautiful thick jam called povedlo. It's like a plum butter. She would cook the fruit pulp in the oven for hours and hours. She used it as a filling for pastries or simply for jam. If you have access to a lot of prune plums or Italian plums, try making povedlo. You won't regret it. Just use fully ripe prune plums that are beginning to form wrinkles at the stems. At this stage, the plums are sweet and less juicy. Wash, pit, and cut the plums into quarters. Put them in a large roaster and add just a little bit of water to prevent burning. Cook slowly in a 350 degree Fahrenheit oven, uncovered. stirring from time to time until fairly thick. Sweeten the fruit to taste. You may not even have to add sugar if the plums are really sweet. Just keep cooking, probably for 5 to 6 hours or longer, until it is good and thick. You should almost be able to stand a spoon in it. Pack into hot sealers and cover. The Pavedlo is well concentrated and requires no sealing, but if you wish, you may do so. Remember, you need prune plums. All prunes are dried plums, but not all plums can become prunes. In order to be a prune, a plum must be capable of drying with its pit in place. Most plums will ferment at the pit. The plum destined to become a prune plum stays on the tree until fully ripe in order to develop enough sugar. The plum also must have a free stone pit. They've been around since the days of early Rome. They are delicious, high energy, and high fiber morsels. We used to call Mum's jam 3-day jam because sometimes she'd slowly cook it in the oven for 3 days. So make Ukrainian style plum jam or pavedlo. It's the best.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Ви слухайте українську радіопрограму «Наш голос» на багатомовній радіостанції AM 1320 CHMB у місті Ванкувері.
Ой, під вишнею, під черешнею, стою старі з молотою, як із ягодою, стою старі з молотою, як із ягодою, і просилася, і молилася, пусти ж мене, старий діду, на вулицю погуляй, пусти мене, старий діду, на вулицю погуляй. Ой, я сам не піду, і тебе не пущу, хочеш мене, старенько,
that was Dunai from Toronto, Ontario, from their first CD, Obkruzhelya Svit, and Oi Pid Vishneyu in the Cherry Orchard. And while I mentioned earlier that I didn't have a very good year for cherries, I did have a great year for marigolds. And here are Darka and Slavko now from their CD, Moment, and a song titled Marigolds.
Чорнобривці насіяла мати у моїм світанковім краю. співати про надію квітучу свою, як на ті чорнобриті погляну, бачу матір стареньку, бачу руки твої, моя мама, твою ласку я чую, рідненька, як на ті чорнобриті погляну, бачу матір стареньку, бачу руки твої, моя мама.
Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art. Welcome to this week's look at Ukraine's Jewish heritage. Yom Kippur, or Sudny Day in Ukrainian, is the holiest and most solemn day of the year for Jews, as the focus is on atonement and repentance. Yom Kippur completes the annual period known in Judaism as the High Holy Days, or in Hebrew, Yamim Noraim, meaning days of awe. According to Jewish tradition, on Rosh Hashanah, God inscribes each person's fate for the coming year into the Book of Life and waits until Yom Kippur to seal the verdict. During the days of awe, a Jew tries to amend his or her behavior and seek forgiveness for wrong done against God and against other human beings. The end of Yom Kippur brings absolution by God. The 10 days leading up to Yom Kippur are known as the 10 days of repentance. During this period, Jews are encouraged to seek out anyone they may have offended and sincerely request forgiveness, so that the new year can begin with a clean slate. This process of repentance is called Teshuva in Hebrew, and it is a crucial part of Yom Kippur. Despite what many people may think, transgressions from the previous year are not forgiven through prayer, fasting, and participation in Yom Kippur services. Jewish tradition teaches that only offenses committed against God can be forgiven on Yom Kippur. Therefore, it is important that people make an effort to reconcile with others before participating in Yom Kippur services. Yom Kippur is a day to draw closer to God through prayer and fasting. Total abstention from food and drink usually begins 20 minutes before sundown and ends after nightfall the following day. For Orthodox Jewish men, wearing white clothes, in particular a white robe called a kittel, is traditional to symbolize one's purity on this day. On the day before Yom Kippur, many also immerse themselves in ritual baths called a mikvah. At the Yom Kippur service, a head covering is required for men and optional for married women. The Yom Kippur temple service includes a public confession of sins and a special order of service, which recalls the ancient service performed by the holy priest of the Holy Temple in Jerusalem to bring atonement and spiritual cleaning to the Jewish people. Yom Kippur is also a day to remember our loved ones who have left this world, as well as to remember those who were persecuted just for being born Jewish, and who perished at the hands of the enemies of humanity. As well, Yom Kippur is a day of reconciliation, when Jews strive to make amends with people to better understand each other. As Jews have lived together with the Ukrainian people for ages, looking back over time, we can see that black outside forces attempted to ruin our relations, working hard to break the unique cultural, economical, and societal ties between our peoples. Therefore, we commemorate in our Iskor, our remembrance prayers, those Ukrainian and Jewish people who perished during Holodomor and the Holocaust, and during the many terrible pogroms initiated by the Tsar's Black Hundreds and other destructive movements. Those forces and their rules must be studied in depth and documented by reputable and fair-minded historians. Meanwhile, in Ukraine today, Jews and Ukrainians have a rare opportunity to rebuild and strengthen the cordial ties binding us together for centuries. Throughout the year, and at this time especially, we ask God's blessing and guidance as we walk together towards that blessed goal. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Patriakova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Until next time, Shalom.
Thank you, Renata. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative. We'll be right back. from the color yellow back to the color red, from marigolds back to hollyhock, actually, and that was the Borscht Eaters, and a song about the red hollyhock flower, Червона Рожа. And we're going to continue on the red theme. The next song is by Teresa Sekirka. This is a plant that hasn't actually flowered, but apparently it will be red if and when it does. It's very bushy. At least that's good, so it's growing well. Here's Teresa Sekirka now with Червона Рута, the red rue.
Ти признайся мені, звідки в тебе ті чари? Я без тебе всі дні у полоні печалі. Може, десь у лісах ти чарзілля шукав? Сонце руту знайшла і мене зчарувала. Червону руту не шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина тільки ти. Обіг, о, то є врода, то є чистая вода, то є бистрая вода синих гір. Бачу я тебе в снах, у дібровах зелених, по забутих стежках ти приходиш до мене. І не треба нести мені квітку надій, давно уже ти увійшла в мої мрії. Червону руту не шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина тільки ти. Повір, бо твоя врода, то є чиста страя вода синих гір. Червону руту не шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина тільки ти. Повір, бо твоя врода, то є чиста я вода, то є бистрая вода синих гір, то є бистрая вода синих гір, то є бистрая вода синих гір.
This is Stefan Andrusiak from Rushnechok, and you're listening to Nash Holos with host Paulette Macquarie. Дорогі слухачі, від всіх наших членів оркестри Рушнечок, великий привіт вам! Ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш Голос».
Welcome to Knizhka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik. Ukrainian stories in English.
Hi, Myra. Welcome back. What's the latest book you've been reading?
I've been reading Bequests by Anna Shevchenko, and she's a Ukrainian-born British writer. It is her first novel, and it's April 2001. The two people are separated by thousands of miles, and they're both exploring the 18th century legend, claiming that Hetman Paul Polubotko hid a vast fortune of Cossack gold, estimated to be worth about 270 billion pounds, in a London bank. There are two conditions to claiming the gold. It can only be claimed by one of the descendants, and Ukraine must be independent at the time of the claim. Now, London lawyer Kate, who has a Ukrainian background, is caught up in this vast international web of intrigue when she's asked to find this ancient deposit of gold. The deposit was supposedly made by Polubotko's daughter, Sofia, after a very difficult journey across Europe from her native Ukraine. With the assistance of Count Orly, who was really Kozak Rehari Orlik, Judy managed to deposit a vast amount of gold in 1742 in a London bank. She travels to Ukraine, France, and Argentina to trace this claim, and she meets Ukrainian historians, the Metropolitan of Kyiv, and even the Ukrainian Prime Minister in her effort to return the lost gold to the Ukrainian people. Meanwhile, back in Moscow, Taras Petrenko, a lonely and disgraced Ukrainian archivist in the employ of the Russian Secret Service, discovers clues to the ancient treasure in a 1749 file in the Soviet archives. He convinces his superiors to allow him to follow the trail of the Ukrainian gold in order to stop it from being claimed. In the process, he manipulates, deceives, and even commits murder to redeem himself in the eyes of his Russian masters. After Kate and Taras meet, quite coincidentally, their quests collide. Who's going to survive? Does the Hetman's gold really exist? Shevchenko has written a wonderful political thriller about the Ukrainian legend of Hetman's gold. It's fast-paced, it's got lots of twists and turns, and it gives readers unique insights into Ukrainian history, but it also provides a very chilling picture of Soviet life. The appalling treatment of student Oksana Polubotska, who was drugged and put into a mental institution by the KGB in 1962, is only one of the instances of Soviet cruelty described in this novel. Shevchenko's technique is masterful. She uses flashbacks, diaries, archival documents, and even cliffhanger chapter endings to tell her story. A central focus of this novel is the examination of ancient archival documents. At first, this would seem a very boring premise. However, Shevchenko manages to make it both interesting and exciting. The novel goes back and forth a bit between the stories of Kate and Taras as they both search for the gold. The technique can cause readers to become a bit confused. They may have to reread passages in the text in order to clarify their perceptions, but it's well worth it. Shevchenko's plot also relies on coincidence a bit heavily. How likely is it that Kate and Taras meet by chance, both at the Pechenskaya Lavra as well as the Kyiv airport? But despite these minor concerns, Bequest is a thrilling and engaging novel, which will be very difficult to put down.
So, Myra, tell us a little bit about the author, Anna Shevchenko.
Anna Shevchenko was born in Ukraine, but currently resides in Britain. She has a background as a linguist and takes the opportunity to use many Ukrainian words in her novel, as well as giving readers a time capsule of Ukrainian history. The idea for the novel began when her grandmother Rosa gave Anna her grandfather's diary. Fedya Shevchenko was a dissident and a professional historian in Ukraine during the 1970s. The novel is dedicated to her grandparents. Shevchenko has written several guides to Ukraine. In 2005, The Quest was Anna's first novel, published in 2010, and in May 2013, she published a new novel, The Game, based on the Yalta Conference of 1945.
Thanks, Myra. Join us again soon for another edition of Konishka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. from their third CD, that was Tuti Tam from Saskatchewan and Chervenoinki Buryachok, a red beet, something that hasn't actually been growing that well in my garden, but they seem to be doing better now with the cooler weather. At any rate, one of the things I will not be sorry to see at the end of summer is the bugs. I got stung by a wasp on the weekend working out there in some of the overgrowth. At any rate, I couldn't find a song about wasps, but I did find one about mosquitoes, of course. Here is the classic Mosquito on the Fly, Komarek, by Jito from Calgary.
To za šum učinio sa, što komari taj napustio ženio sa, što komari taj napustio ženio sa, sa sobi žirku ne me vešku, što ne miješe ti graste čolodičku, što ne miješe ti graste čolodičku.
Coming up this week in Vancouver's Ukrainian community. On Wednesday, tune in to the Nanaimo edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting to North and Central Vancouver Island, the Gulf Islands, the Sunshine Coast, Vancouver, and Northwest Washington State at 12 noon on CHLY 101.7 FM. On Friday, you can enjoy a pierogi supper at the Ukrainian Community Society of Ivan Franko, 5311 Francis Road in Richmond. Pierogies, cabbage rolls, kobasa, and more. Doors are open from 5 to 7:30 p.m. For more information, call 604-274-4119 or visit ivanfranco.ca. Contact TV airs on multicultural channel Omni 1 and on channel 8 on Shaw Cable Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. with a repeat broadcast the following Monday at noon. If you have announcements or story ideas you'd like aired on Contact, please email them at studio@contact.ca. That's studio@kontakt.ca. And at 5 p.m. Sunday evening, slip your radio dial right back here to AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver and join me for another hour of fun here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In between broadcasts, you'll find upcoming events, program information, audio archives, podcast feeds, and much more at www.nashholos.com. Winnipeg, Manitoba, and their CD Hillbilly Music, that was the Ukrainian Old Timers, with a song called Boil the Kapusta, and that's something that I've had a bumper crop of this year, my first year ever grown cabbages. Again, that was the Ukrainian Old Timers and Boil the Kapusta. А на жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас цими словами мудрості. І таких думок багато людей немає, з яких ніколи не користає. And our proverb of the week translates as, a person has many ideas from which he derives no benefit. Ain't that the truth? At any rate, that just about wraps up our program. So to take us to the end, we've got the Ukrainian connection and a polka tune about another flower that grows prolifically in the wild in my yard, and that is violets. And we'll wrap things up with the Ukrainian connection and a violet special. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McCorry on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320. Thanks for listening and dobranich!